This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. A man or woman ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. I want to give you three words today to write in your notes, and everything will flow out of these three words: the word deliverance, the word forgiveness, and the word life. From this day forward, I would like to think that every time you take communion, you're going to think about your deliverance, your forgiveness, and your life because of what Christ accomplished on the cross. A little history. Jesus is meeting with his disciples for the Passover meal. Usually, families had the Passover meal together, Jewish families, but as a group of disciples with Jesus, they are taking the Passover meal together. And it was at the Passover meal that Jesus took one of four cups of wine that was offered during the Passover meal and said, I think it's referred to as the cup of blessing. He said, this cup represents my blood. It is my blood. The bread represents my body. And from now on, every time you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim my death. I didn't mention this in the first two services, but some of you have heard me say this before. People say, who am I proclaiming to when I take the emblems? You're proclaiming to the people next to you, I believe in Jesus. You're proclaiming to yourself, I believe in Jesus. And as melodramatic, and some of you say, man, that is over the top, you are proclaiming to Satan, get your hands off me. Get your hands off my husband. Get your hands off my wife. Get your hands off my kids. We belong to Christ. And this bread, and this cup, it symbolizes what Jesus did for us on the cross. I think that's a real proclamation. But I want to talk about deliverance first. We don't use the word deliverance, and a lot of churches don't, because they associate it with some churches that are more expressive in their worship, perhaps more active in their worship, and we don't use the deliverance term. I've got an announcement to make. If you live in this country in 2013, you need deliverance, and so do I. You need deliverance, and so do I. Deliverance presupposes bondage. Deliverance presupposes that we're in slavery, and we need to be delivered. There are not a lot of people that know this term, but I had people come out of both the first and second services and said, that's me, what you described. ACOA, adult child of an alcoholic. Some of you have heard that terminology. For others, that's, man, I've never heard that term. I hadn't heard it for years until recent years. Dwight Walter describes himself as an adult child of an alcoholic. He describes his childhood in ways that blew my mind when I read it. He said, I was raised in hell. Can you imagine saying that about your childhood? I was raised in hell. Chaos felt like home. Confusion felt normal. Chaos felt like home, and confusion felt normal. He said, my parents taught me three things. I can't imagine referencing my mom and dad and say, my parents taught me insanity, fear, and hatred. It's a pretty bleak picture, isn't it, what he's describing? I was raised in hell. My parents taught me insanity, fear, and hatred. And yet as a believer, and you need to hear this because this is a word for somebody today. He said, the Lord didn't deliver me out of it, but the Lord delivered me in it.
Well, that's a powerful story told by Dwight Walter. We'll continue this story exactly where we leave off tomorrow on Cross Hope, our website, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.